Good day, friends. This is Steve Johnson with Landing Strip Enterprises. Today, my theme is Revelation Courage. I start with a phrase from our Lord Jesus. Because I live, you will live also. John 14:19. The resurrection of our Lord gives us courage to go the distance. Knowing His love and resolve to suffer for us gives us the courage to do the same for Him. He suffered great pain, but no lasting injury. Death was trounced by our victorious Lord. The resurrection is the Christian's triumph and store of courage. Because of Him, we can go face to face and nose to nose with death. We declare, if the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, He who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will give life also to your mortal bodies through His Spirit who dwells in you. Romans 8:11. We serve the living God. Nebuchadnezzar acknowledged He is the living God, enduring forever. His kingdom shall never be destroyed, and His dominion shall be to the end. Daniel 6:26. Jeremiah proclaimed, but the Lord is the true God. He is the living God and the everlasting King. At His wrath, the earth quakes, and the nations cannot endure His indignation. Jeremiah 10:10. Imitation gods are useless. Only the living God can impart life and the wisdom and power to live it. Simon Peter, by revelation, confessed, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Matthew 16:16. Psalm 56:9 adds the comfort of knowing this living God is our advocate standing for our best. One thing I know, God is for me. So we have a living God who is pulling for us. He is in favor of our welfare and positively working for us and in us. What a promise our Redeemer grants. Because I live, you will live also. When death in its various forms comes knocking, we counter, my Lord Jesus lives, and because He lives, I also live. If our Lord can conquer death, and He can, all the rest is small stuff. Piddly little problems like the car breaking down, crop failure, treachery, and terrorism may happen, but Jesus is alive. Make a list of all the challenges and contrast them to Jesus' victory over the grave. It's cold and windy, but Jesus is alive. I lost my computer file, but Jesus is risen. Nuclear bombs are popping, but Jesus lives to make intercession for me. Persecution, the mail coming late, and the sliver and the finger find their proportion when compared to our living Jesus, our advocate, standing for our total welfare. If you want courage, you can come to our Lord Jesus and take it this very moment. He said, in the world you have tribulation, but take courage. I have overcome the world. Fear and anxiety are contagious. So are boldness and courage. Which contagion do you carry? This is Stephen C. Johnson with Landing Strip Enterprises. Please see below our very exciting announcement.